Happy Easter! Thank you for joining me again on Doing Some Life. This show, this time around, is something I actually recorded back in January, and only now have I decided to put this bit out. Basically, just to sort of fill in the gaps here a little bit on this one, I was talking about Brexit. The Brexit part has since been removed because it's no longer relevant. Doesn't really feel like it would make a lot of sense, and to be honest, it might annoy a few people. So we took it out, and what we were left with is what can only be described as a love letter to Woolworths and begging for it to come back. That's the only way I could describe it. Here it is, have a listen. It's happening, isn't it? Brexit. Now they're all going, oh, we're going to go into a fucking recession. Nobody's going to have any fucking money. We haven't had any fucking money since about 2008. If you listen to the fucking news. That's why we lost Woolworths. And I'm still pissed off about losing Woolworths and all. And I'll tell you that for free. Because I'll tell you why. I love Woolworths. I got really excited because there was this whole thing and it turned out to be a lie. Saying that Woolworths are coming back. And then they did that online thing. Like there was Woolworths online. That was shit. Nothing like the shops. The shops were brilliant. Used to go in there when I was a kid. Go and look at all the toys that I weren't allowed. Then I'd go and look at all the CDs. And the VHS. Remember them? VHS? Fucking hell. VHS. All good. Like you could keep watching a video over and over again. Apart from that 20 minutes it took for it to rewind from finish to start again before you could press play again. Fucking hell, that was a nightmare. Not like now, kids get it easy these days, don't they? Not even having to deal with DVDs anymore. Download. One button, start again. That's it. None of this rewinding. None of that. Not like when I was a kid. Fuck me. Oh, that was a really good film. I'm going to watch that again. Woo! Fucking hell. Woo. Fuck. Eject. Oh, fuck. Mum. How annoyed is Dad going to be if his VHS of, what does that say? Bored Housewives. I was annoyed you're going to be that I've watched it and it's got chewed up. Remember that got chewed up? How annoying was that? Put it in the video player, all trusting it. Now don't chew this one up. All right, Dad don't know I'm watching this. And they take it. Woo! And you press the play button. And it's all fine for the first few seconds. You know that bit where it goes through the copyright warning and then you see like, it says like, you know, like the studio that made whatever it is you're watching. And then it'll like, it like the film starts like, no, fuck, eject, you bastard. It's my favourite film. I love Bored Housewives, you prick. Now I'm going to have to get on DVD and I can't afford that. It's $19.95, do you know how expensive they are? Oh, yeah, so, Miss Woolworths, that's what I'm trying to say. I'd do anything to have Woolworths back. I'm leaving that in. Just to show, just to prove a point. Yeah, do anything to have a bit of Woolworths back. Oh, I miss Woolworths. Cassettes, remember them? They were just as fucking annoying. Now don't chew up my copy of the Michael Jackson Burn album, for fuck's sake. It's my favourite album, I always listen to that. And you put it in, it goes, song starts, do do do, remember that, do 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 do, get to song two and it goes out, ah, you bastard. My dad taught me a trick with cassettes, right? If you recorded a cassette, because remember you used to be able to do that, like record top 40 and stuff like that off the radio, yeah, you used to be able to do that, didn't you, with it, like your TDK or whatever they were, like TDK 90s, remember them? Fucking hell. There's people now, like, it's like, if anyone, like, under the age of about 20 is listening, they're going, what the fuck is he on about? Cassettes? VHS? What's he on about? TDK 90? What the fuck? How old is this dinosaur? Remember them, though? He used to record them, right? And then, at the top edge, right, because at the bottom edge you had the actual tape itself, didn't you, that they used to go through, and that was the bit like the little things inside read the music from, and read the music like it's a fucking orchestra. Yeah, and then at the top bit and the top two corners of the cassette, right, there's these two little plastic bits, and if you pulled them out you couldn't record over it, right, which was a fantastic piece of information. So what I used to do is, I'd record my mixtapes, because I used to like a mixtape when I was a kid, right? Copyright and all that. Didn't matter in the 90s, apparently. Used to record them, and then I'd take the little tabs out, which was great until you got fed up of that mixtape. You've then got a tape that you no longer want to listen to, and you're thinking, oh, shit. But, and here's the clever part. You could also just put a little bit of sellotape on those two holes that you'd now made in the top of the tape, and you can record over it again. Fantastic piece of information used correctly in the 90s. Here's where it went wrong. This is what happens, though, right? Given that information and the fact that I really, like I said, I liked making mixtapes. It was always full of Michael Jackson. It was always pretty much the same thing, right? So it'd just be full of, I just basically used to carry around cassettes that all had the same Michael Jackson songs on it. No idea why, when I had the CDs. Oh yeah, I mean, not a privileged upbringing by any means, but, you know, certainly not, you know, living in squalor. So yeah, I used to record the same things, and then I'd like pull the little tabs out, keep them. But the only thing is, I used to record one a week. You know, like I do these podcasts now, right? I'm thinking I've just swapped it. I've just gone, well, there's no point doing that no more because I've got Spotify. I haven't even got a tape deck anymore. I mean, does anyone even, you know, can you even buy cassettes anymore? That's a fucking question. Yeah, so I used to do that. Now, here's where it went wrong for me, was when I ran out of the TDK90s or TKD90s or DTK90s, whatever they fucking were. It had them three letters in it somewhere. It's somewhere mixed up in that. I don't know what it was, but it's one of them variations, right? When you run out of them, but you know a way, you know, when you actually just bought the proper tape, right? Like the proper album from the shops, you know, it'd be like going your mum's like tape deck at night, like that, sneak downstairs and like going to the little cupboard where the family stereo was, and you go in there and like you get like Simply Red greatest hits, you think, I don't fucking want to listen to that. Take it upstairs, you put a little bit of sellotape on the two corners, right? Rewind it back to the beginning and hit fucking record. Michael Jackson all the way. Simply Red, fuck off. Wet, 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 bollocks. Michael Jackson all the fucking way. Got me in a lot of trouble when they go to put that tape on. They go, oh, let's listen to a bit of Wet, Wet, Wet in the car. You know I'm bad. What the fuck, I don't remember them singing this song. Dan? No, it weren't me. You've taped over me fucking tape again. Because my mum's a Yorkshireman. She's a, yeah, she had the, no, I'm joking. So, yeah, oh, bollocks to it, man. So I miss Woolworths. I miss VHS. I was going through my DVDs in that, right? Because, like, DVDs is dead, isn't it? Like, you know, nobody brings out DVDs anymore. Like I said earlier, Russell Brand's, like, latest show isn't even out on DVD, so I can't even complete my collection. I've got all his DVDs. Newest one, missing. Why? Because he didn't bring it out on DVD. How annoying. So, yeah. Annoying, but true. So, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. It's a fact of life, I suppose. Life moves on. But yeah, I was cleaning out my DVDs the other day. Well, actually, it was a while ago now, but cleaning it out, and then I found, amongst my DVDs, I found a cassette. It was the Michael Jackson Off the Wall album cassette. I remember having that as a kid. I didn't realise I still had it. That is still in there. That is actually, I've kept that. That's sentimental to me. That is, my nan bought me that. Yeah, I found that. And I can't check it, so I'm assuming it's probably still got the correct album on it, and I haven't just put... Normally the Michael Jackson Bad album was on fucking every tape, so it's probably got that on it instead now. Yeah, so I've got that. But I also found, right, the Razor Ramon video. Razor Ramon, for those who don't know, was a wrestler in the early 90s. In the sort of later 90s, mid-90s to later 90s, he wrestled in a different company called WCW, which isn't available anymore, right? He wrestled under his real name of Scott Hall. But the WWE, the WWF, which is now something to do with pandas, I don't know, brought out a video of his best matches up to that point, right? And it's called, like, the Razor Ramon Collection or something like that. I don't know, I can't remember. And I found that, right? Fantastic. I got really nostalgic. I was like, oh, I remember this. This is one of them things from when I was a kid that I loved. I used to love wrestling. I used to love Razor Ramon. He was the bad guy. You know, he was cool. How he strut out. He was cool. You know, he was the coolest wrestler, right? But I got really nostalgic looking at, like, just looking at the box even. Just looking at the picture on the front. I was like, oh, I remember that. I love that. And then I thought to myself, I'm going to watch it. Now, it's 2019, right? I don't know if you've tried to get hold of a VHS player in 2019. It ain't easy, right? So, yeah, so I didn't get to watch it. But my nan's got a VHS player, right? Because, of course, nans have got them. But hers don't work, so I still haven't watched it. Yeah. But it just took me back. I even think I got it from Woolworths back in the day. I actually think I did. I think I got it in Woolworths. I think I'm going to call this episode my Woolworths episode. Reasons I love Woolworths. Reasons why Woolworths should come back in 2019. Yeah, I missed that place. It was good though, because it had everything. Pick and mix. Woolworths. I don't know if this is true or if this is just my memory and how I remember things, but Woolworths were the first place to do pick and mix. I'm sure of it. I used to go there every Saturday, near enough, right? You go in, you went straight to the back, that's where the toys were. Then you work your way forward, that's where the videos, cassettes, and then depending on how later on you're thinking, CDs, DVDs, computer games, all that sort of stuff was, right? And then you come a little bit further forward, then there's like boring stuff, like household stuff, like candles and stuff, and you know, you just keep walking on that bit. And then you get nearer to the tills at the front, pick and mix. Oh, pick and mix. Oh, I love a pick and mix, I did. Oh, I still fucking do. That's why I'm so fat. I said it's all Woolworths' fault, actually. No. The pick and mix was brilliant. You used to fill up your bag with your pick and mix, fill it all the way up, fill it up, cram it in. And then they weighed it anyway, and you used to fucking feel it then, didn't you? All your pocket money, £7 on that bag of fucking pick and mix. Yeah, but it's going to last me an hour, you pricks. Fucking having that. Look at my pick and mix. Shit. Wait, hold on. Can I take some of this stuff out? Because I forgot to put the little white chocolate mice in. Can I put some of them in and... I can't reweigh it because I ain't got no more money. Unless you're giving him a refund. Oh, yeah. And the little chocolate... What were they? The little chocolate buttons with the little hundreds and thousands on it. I think they're called, like, Vajazzles or something. Jazzles? Vajazzles? No, Vajazzle. I know what Vajazzle is. Yeah, it's something like that anyway. Yeah, oh, and they had them. Oh, brilliant. But there was nothing greater. And I don't know why I like this so much, but I always did. And to be honest, I still do, right? There's something happens, right? When you mix the jelly-based sweets, you know, like the jelly snakes and them kinds of things, right? The little love hearts and that. You know, like the stuff you get in Haribo now. That stuff, mixing that in the same bag as, like, chocolate mice and the chocolate buttons with the little fajazzles on it. Mixing that all in one bag, and then whatever you eat, it all tastes the same, but it's a real nice, sweet taste. It's really good. Like, it's a mixture of chocolate and jelly, like gelatine. What is it? Gelatine, I think it's called. mixing them two things together quite nice. Like it, right? But I don't know. It's just, it's actually, I was gonna say it's not the same, but actually it's still the same. I still quite enjoy that. And then now my mouth's watering now. You have to stop talking about pick and mix, because now I'm starting to think, oh fucking yes please, I'll have a pick and mix. I'll have a pick and mix, you bastard. Oh well. So yeah, do love a bit of Woolworths though. Bring it back. Bring back Woolworths. That's what we're calling it. I still love you, Woolworths. What a div. So that was my love letter to Woolworths, I suppose you'd call it. Some good points in there, and terrible singing in there, but you know, whatever. So thank you for joining me again for doing some life. I'm going to try and keep coming with episodes. We're going to try and go for 2 weeks, see how that goes. We had some really good listening figures for the last one with Vicky doing the tongue twisters. If you haven't listened to it, check it out on the podcast channel or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or whatever they call it. I don't bloody know. Yeah, so make sure you also go on our Facebook, YouTube and Instagram and watch our videos. They're pretty funny, I have to say. I do quite like them, you know. As I promised, the videos were coming. They're out there. First two are already out. There'll be more by the time you listen to this. Love you, bye!